This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Governor, as you know, the question of trustworthiness and honesty continues to dog Hillary Clinton. It came up again last night at this Fox town hall. So let me play. This was a moment where Bernie Sanders was asked about it. Let me play it for you.
Do you share the concerns of your supporters that Secretary Clinton is not honest and trustworthy?
Well, I will let the people of the United States make that decision.
I'll speak for the American public. You're much more honest than Hillary. Also a Trump supporter.
Governor, does the Hillary Clinton campaign appreciate that Bernie Sanders chose not to engage on that in the same way that he chose previously not to engage on the emails?
Yeah, I think, you know, Bernie Sanders has been around the block, and he knows that the Republicans have spent millions and millions of dollars trying to attack the Clintons over decades, obviously, and now in this race, millions and millions of dollars attack her. I mean, why did John Kasich, for example, single her out and not go after Bernie Sanders? They are more fearful of her, but also this notion of her being untrustworthy, etc., they will continue to put millions of dollars. And I just hope Democrats are not influenced by that. And I think that when, you know, Fox is the biggest purveyor of that myth. And I think that we've got to be careful on our side not to buy into what the Republicans want us to buy into.
I mean, but just to be clear, it's the voters. I mean, you know, that when exit polls are asked, it's not Fox isn't just peddling this. It's the voters that think about this. In fact, we have the numbers. Let me just show you. Bernie Sanders gets much higher marks, 89% to Hillary Clinton's 45% on the question of honest and trustworthiness.
Of course, of course. And that is a result of the right wing putting out so much related to that question. They will continue to do that. I mean, let's be clear. If she gets the nomination, this is not going to be the end of that story. And she's got to continue to work on gaining the trust of the voters. And they're very well aware of that, and they're going to continue to do that. But I think, I mean, I know that they're grateful to the Sanders team for not buying into the Republican arguments against her. And this will continue to be an issue that the Republicans will peddle for sure.
Actually, it seems, you know, that the Democrats are more taking to the 11th commandment of the Republicans, that thou will not shoot thy fellow candidate, as opposed to the Republicans, right? I mean, you know, that's what it seems that, you know, whether it was the emails or anything else, Bernie Sanders is running cover. All the Democrats are running cover. I think what Jennifer Granholm here, the former governor of Michigan, is saying is a little exaggerated, because I don't think that that Fox has, you know, the authority and the influence to be able to turn the public that dramatically. I mean, Roger Ailes could only hope that he would have that much influence, right?
Exactly, man. I heard this clip this morning when I was going through the show prep, and I just could not believe it. Just the absolute asinine, just kind of rhetoric of the whole thing. You know, I mean, to blame Clinton's ills that are going on right now on Fox News and the GOP, give me a break. She's dug her own hole here, you know?
I mean, whether it's Benghazi, the emails, you know, I mean, you're talking somebody that created the phrase plausible deniability and has chosen to live her world in the realm of politics in what I call the gray area. It's not black and white with the Clintons. It's gray. It's, you know, if it's Bill's philandering around, it's those women, you know, those awful women that are just seeking for fame and, you know, want to hurt, you know, their marriage and that sort of thing. I mean, there's no accountability. And, you know, and of course, you've got people, you know, smart people like Jennifer Granholm. I mean, at some point, when do they wake up and go, oh my goodness, I've been carrying water for a deceptive process here. You know, that's not who I am. I don't know. Well, stay with us, America. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a second. Stay with us.
Bye. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Gabby Maraggiello is with us. She is a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on, giving us an update as to, you know, what happened last night. You know, Donald Trump had a good night. Cruz, not so bad. Kasich and Rubio, all this stuff is starting to ferret itself out slowly but surely, isn't it?
It certainly is. And after last night, it looks like we're getting even closer to a two-man race between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Especially considering that Marco Rubio didn't pick up any new delegates last night. So it's going to be really interesting in the next week to see if he hangs in there before his home state of Florida votes and whether John Kasich stays in the race as well.
Right. Well, it seems to be a mistake. And I don't know if Rubio just planned it out this way and just said, look, I'm going to put all my energies into Florida, number one. Number two, we know that he's been sick. He's been dealing with this, and that's a tough situation. This thing's been going on. I've been dealing with the same, you know, same cough and cold and attack on my lungs, and that's tough to be out there campaigning like he's had to do, and his energy clearly has been compromised, and I don't know if he just said, hey, look, I'm going to check out of these primaries. I'm not going to be that vested in those, all our eggs in Florida, because, you know, somehow his people are figuring some sort of path to the nomination after a successful Florida win. How do you see that, Gabby?
Well, yeah, I think it is smart for Rubio to be focusing all of his time and energy that he does have right now into that state, specifically because it's a winner-take-all state and it has 99 delegates up for grabs. So, really, Rubio's only path to the nomination would require him to win Florida. If he doesn't win Florida, it's really difficult to see, just based on delegate math, how he would possibly rival the number of delegates that Ted Cruz and Donald Trump have already racked up and even come close to reaching that 1,237 delegate threshold needed to win the GOP nomination. So he really does need to win Florida, or he needs to consider dropping out and allowing Ted Cruz to be the one person to take on Donald Trump in the remaining primary contest.
Well, the challenging thing would be, if Rubio wins Florida, does he back out, even though he wins, and takes his political capital to live another day and be revived? Because the worst thing that could happen to him is that he loses, and then he becomes another Rick Santorum. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I think that if Rubio wins Florida, that's enough to give. That'll give him enough momentum to carry some of the later states, states like Arizona. You know, he has the endorsement of a couple people there. other states that are a bit more moderate that Ted Cruz would have difficulty winning, but that Rubio could certainly give a good contest against Donald Trump in. And if he wins Florida and picks up those 99 delegates, that puts the GOP much far more closer to a brokered convention come July.
Well, so, and is that in the best interest of the Republican Party, a brokered convention? I mean, already right now, you've got so many splinters off the GOP. Donald Trump, no doubt, is bringing a lot of people into the tent. And the traditional GOP guard is looking around going, well, I know we wanted to expand the tent, but I'm not sure that I wanted to give up my seat in the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that point of view. But I do think that there's an argument to be made that a brokered convention isn't, you know, you hear all the time that that's what the establishment wants. That's what Republican leaders want. They don't want to see Donald Trump as the nominee. But really, a brokered convention would come from the people's voting. And the fact that Donald Trump was unable to secure, again, that threshold of around 1,200 delegates, that Ted Cruz was unable to secure that Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, both of them remaining in the race and making this a three-man race, doesn't benefit either of them in the sense that either of them would be able to come up with that proportion of delegates to beat Donald Trump. So you still have, you have one-third of, you know, the Republican electorate voting for Donald Trump, but you have two-thirds if it comes to a brokered convention between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump voting for somebody other than Donald Trump.
Well, it would be an interesting time when you think about the numbers. If you just, you know, in a general calculus, look at what could potentially happen. If it goes to a brokered situation, you're probably looking at Trump with maybe 1,000, 1,100 delegates, you know, Cruz coming in, maybe seven, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe 750. And then Rubio somewhere maybe at 500 if it would come down to that. Wow, and there's just not you know, then you got a lot of negotiating taking place there to make up you know, a couple hundred more votes for Trump if Trump's going to be the one to carry the day.
Yeah, no, we would go into a brokered convention with a pretty decent spread between those three candidates. And even if you went in with just Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, there'd still be a significant portion of delegates separating those two candidates. I have to say, you know, as a reporter covering this race, seeing everything that's occurred so far and how unpredictable this election has been, I really can't say I'd be surprised if a brokered convention took place and it would just be another instance of chaos that has rocked the Republican Party so far this election.
And does that open the door further for one Hillary Clinton, assuming she isn't dressed in orange by then?
Yeah, that would definitely be a line of attack utilized by whoever secures the Democratic nomination. They would be able to say, I mean, look at this party is in turmoil right now. The Republicans, they might have the money, they might have fundraised enough to keep their candidate, whoever their nominee is, afloat, but look at what it took to get to a place where they could come together around one candidate. And
exactly,
the Democratic nominee could continue to question whether Republicans are coalescing around one candidate, because who knows, you could have a conservative third-party candidate arise if Donald Trump is in fact the nominee.
Boy, that could be too much fun. I don't know if my brain can handle that. It's already bruised already, Gabby. You know, and the thing is, to hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talk about this and about the disarray, but what's not being spoken of is the large numbers of disenfranchised Democrats that find themselves, you know, following the Trump drum roll.
Yeah, absolutely. And Donald Trump brought that up last night in his press conference in Florida. He said, you know, he pleaded with Republican leaders and fellow candidates to take a look at some of the non-traditional Republican voters who he is attracting, and not even Republican voters, but independents, moderate, you know, Democrats who might be more attracted to a candidate like Donald Trump than they are to Hillary Clinton. It's definitely something to be looked at and considered when, you know, deciding between Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or whoever else is the GOP nominee.
Well, I thought it was positive that he did call for unity, although I'm not sure the party and the disparate interests are quite ready for it, but it definitely puts him in a better presidential sort of light, doesn't it, Gabby?
It absolutely does. You could definitely tell last night that he is trying to refine his rhetoric and come off as more suitable to be commander-in-chief.
Well, maybe Mrs. Trump is having a positive influence on him. Let's hope so. Gabby Morongiello from the Washington Examiner. Gabby, thank you so much for reporting for us. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Phone lines, we're opening up right in just a few minutes.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Why Bernie? Excuse me. I like that he's not bought out by Wall Street, which is why I chose him over Hillary. If I were to choose a second candidate, it would have been Kasich on the Republican side.
Boy, that's a Bernie supporter. Boy, you talk about the dire contrast. This is what you love about this political season is people are trying to, you know, understand and get their brains around what the candidates are offering. But what a huge swing from a socialist to a constitutionalist.
Yeah, you know, and nothing, no disrespect to Kasich. I love it. You know, I actually like Kasich a lot, too. But, yeah, what a drastic back and forth. And it makes you wonder, you know, I'd personally love to hear from some Sanders supporters here on the show because this sort of thing makes me think of what is it that Sanders supporters are seeing in him and what is it that they like? And I the reason I pose this question, and I'd like to hear from the listeners on this, is I think a lot of this has to do with that they like his the fact he's taken on the establishment, you know, all that sort of thing. He seems like
it's all part of the outsider movement
right,
that's going on.
Exactly. And
right.
The problem is I don't think they look at how he's going to accomplish, or you know, how he thinks he's going to accomplish these things that he's talking about. And that's the important part that people are maybe leaving out of the equation, you know?
Exactly. Well, I want to remind everybody the phone line's 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. That's the number to call. And, you know, Shane's right. I mean, you know, we need to hear from, you know, Bernie Sanders supporters. I mean, they're out there in numbers. And it's not that, you know, we want to understand. Help us understand.
Right.
What is the appeal here? And beyond the fact that, you know, we're going to play that soundbite a little bit later on where you have Bernie on one hand saying that, you know, we have a right as human beings for health care. And I saw the response, the visceral response on that, Shane, was very heartfelt. And you see the people, it's connecting with them. But then let's run that out. You know, just because you are human, what happens in the case when somebody is irresponsible and goes out and, you know, does drugs, ruins their life, and then all of a sudden now they become a liability, you know, for the country, you know, out of our own humanity because somebody has been irresponsible and made bad decisions. You know, that this is, you know, how much money do you dedicate, you know, for the knuckleheads of our humanity that want to go make poor decisions, you know, and I have no desire to see them out there, you know, and living in the gutter and doing because they've made bad choices.
Yep.
But somewhere between, you know, giving them a full ride and nothing, I don't know. I mean, you know, in terms of justice and fairness and, you know, being compassionate, which, you know, the hearts and souls of most Americans, I mean, whenever there's a disaster, who comes running to the aid of people, whether it's in this country or anywhere in the world for that matter?
Right.
It's us. I mean, that's part of our DNA.
Who we are. Yep. Yep.
But I, you know, and I guess I pose that question as to what's fair because you have people saying, hey, look, we're $19 trillion in debt. My personal liability to this country is beyond my capability. It's now to my grandkids and my great grandkids. Who haven't even been born yet, you know, that's going to be passed on to them. And now we've got people who have been, you know, given trophies all their life or just for showing up and you know, they go out and destroy their lives. And now we have to carry, you know, we have to carry their weight. There's just something not right about that. We've got to find a way to fund it. I understand. I'm not saying walk away from them. But there's got to be a responsible way to do it, and it's not necessarily with something like, you know, Obamacare, the way it was doled out to us.
Yeah, and I think that goes to my point of why I think that's why people are supporting him is it's kind of plays to the heart, you know what I mean? And people see him as a nice guy. They see him as somebody who's genuine. But we can't leave out the substance there, you know. I mean, you got to think with your head and not with your heart sometimes, and especially when it comes to politics and money and that sort of thing. And you know,
well, I think it's a grand vision. I like the vision saying,
sure,
hey, wouldn't
sure.
it be nice? Like, hey, we're going to be the first country to land on the moon. You know, John F. Kennedy. Let's I love having a vision. Let's figure out how to do that, but let's be responsible about. You know, the discussion, you just can't open that up just for the sake of getting votes and saying, hey, we're going to do this without really delving into the policies, especially in light of Obamacare. You know, how do we address any health care issue in this country when we got this, this humongous albatross around that we haven't resolved yet, you know?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you, Bill, but the only thing that I've seen change under Obamacare is my premiums have gone up considerably. You know, we heard the rhetoric about the, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your provider, you can keep your provider. And that just hasn't been the case.
Never happened.
No.
It was one big, humongous lie. And nobody, I mean, still, you know, my big question, you know, we were talking about this the other day. This was all done because there was supposedly this 30 million group of people that were uncovered. And my question all along, you know, even with Betsy McCoy, who's become an expert on Obamacare, I said, Betsy, tell me, what is the number? How many of that 30 million are we now covering? Just zero. We still have about 30 million.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's as best she can tell, because when I look at, you know, government research and databases and stuff like that, I can't find that number out. And so, and I believe that the president, the administration, the Department of Health owes a responsibility to the taxpaying public to be able to say, this is the accountability. We've invested X amount of billions of dollars, now, you know, probably $1 trillion all told here, and this is what we've gotten in return. And you know, we talk about it in the broad calculus of, well, we've lost jobs, it's hindered, you know, job creation, you know, it's created more part-time jobs, it's social engineered our whole free market system to the point that it's become a disaster, and it's no longer serving the needs of the people at any level. But yet, you know, here it is. We keep dragging this albatross around, and, so we've got to do something about it. We have to do something about our health care system, and I know the Republicans are saying, hey, look, we're going to repeal and replace. What galls me is that for all the years that it's been, you mean to tell me, you know, in 8 years that we've been dealing with this program, you can't come up with a clear-cut vision of what national health care should be like? Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is that you opened up the door. I mean, you allowed the cows are running free now.
Right.
So you can't bring them back into the pen. They're already out of the barn. So now we got to figure out, okay, let's do it in a smart way, even retroactively. Let's figure out a smart way to do it. But you're going to tell me after 8 years of dealing with all this stuff, all you're going to do is complain about it, and you can't articulate a positive alternative to Obamacare?
Yep, and I think that's why the GOP is not resonating with Americans the way it should be, and that's something we need to get back, you know, get back to as a party, as a conservative movement. And, you know, of course, you know, we'd like to hear people that disagree with us on this show, and you know, we don't always have to have people that agree with us. So if you want to give us a call, that's 877-317-6432.
Right, exactly. Well, this is the idea of the, you know, First Amendment right. And it's not that, you know, as I said yesterday, it's not that anyone is claiming here to have all the goods. You know, we're part of the conversation. You're part of the conversation. The experts that we have on the show that, you know, we bring on the show are for your benefit to, you know, like Steve Beeman was saying earlier, at the basis of all this is education. We need a properly educated body politic to make the right decision. You know, the problem is we got duped, and there's been buyer remorse, not once, but twice. And, you know, are we going to go a third time, whether it is that we go with the Republicans or Democrats, or are we going to be educated enough to where when we, you know, bring in these next round of legislators that we're empowered and we're going to hold their feet to the fire? That's the big question, ladies and gentlemen. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Phone lines are now open.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
I happen to believe, and I know not everybody agrees with me, I believe that health care is a right of all people. I believe that there is something wrong when we are spending...
Where did that right come from in your mind?
Being a human being. Being a human being. And what I believe, Brett, you may disagree with me, I believe that if she is poor and you are rich, she is entitled to the same quality health care that you have because she's a human being.
Yeah, and, you know, he makes that statement, but how do you reconcile it with his stance on abortion? Where's the disconnect? On one hand, you want to say, because she's a human being, and I understand that. I mean, that connects with people. There's no doubt about it. So somewhere between, you know, having the right to health care, and in a sense, you know, you do have a right to health care. It is available here in America. I mean, what other country offers the medical services that this country provides? You know, we've built an incredible... You know, medical profession, you know, the research and that sort of thing now is the cost. You know, some of these things that they want to look at and say, well, they want to blame, you know, pharma, you know, all this. Well, you know, research is expensive, you know, and do you get in, how much do you blunt and involve the government to take away from, you know, the free market system that allows, you know, businesses like this that have invested so much, you know, to research, you know, the answer to, you know, that is given us such things like, you know, penicillin and these other breakthrough drugs. You know, it's a tough deal when we start getting involved with picking winners and losers, and the government comes in And this is what Bernie Sanders and those like him that would want to do, is they want to be able to interject and impose their perception of of reality and what the
right,
free
wrong.
Market system yep. should yep. do, I guess, you know?
Yeah, well, let's listen to what he says. You know, obviously that clip he was saying, being born gives you the right to health care. Let's listen to what he says about an unborn child here.
Senator, can you name a single circumstance at any point in a pregnancy in which you would be okay with abortion being illegal?
It's not a question of me being okay. This is what, thank you for the question, Brett. I happen to believe, and let me be very clear about it, I know not everybody here will agree with me, I happen to believe that it is wrong for the government to be telling a woman what to do with her own body. I believe, and I understand there are honest people. I mean, I have a lot of friends. Some support us and some disagree with me. They hold a different point of view, and I respect that. But that is my view. And I'll tell you something which I don't like in this debate. There are a whole lot of people out there who tell me the government is terrible, government is awful, get government off our backs. My Republican friends want to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education. But somehow on this issue, they want to tell every woman in America what she should do with her body. I think that's better.
I guess the genesis of the question is that, you know, there are some Democrats who say after 5 months, with the exception of the life of the mother or the health of the baby, that perhaps that's something to look at. You're saying no.
I am very strongly pro-choice. That is a decision to be made by the woman, her physician, and her family. That's my view.
Next questioner is Daniel Baum. He is a...
Well, what about the father?
Right.
You know, this
exactly
is what galls
what
me.
Yep.
Okay, let's take the father out of the consequence here. And this is something, you know, we've had several conversations with fathers of aborted children who
right.
were not participating in the conversation or the decision. They found out after the fact that their child was murdered. What, you know, and I appreciate that he did kind of, you know, in a last minute sort of sentence to complete, he goes, well, that's a decision with her, her family. Well, you know, yes, it is. It's all encompassing.
Right, right.
But that's not what this is about. I mean, this is just, you know, you don't want the government telling a woman what to do, but yet you want the government to pay for the procedure.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you want
yeah.
we the people. You know, and again, here we are in a freedom of religion that says, hey, look, I'm sorry, I cannot be complicit with the murder of your child. So now does that make me a bad person for not wanting to murder your child? Because my perspective is different than yours. My perspective is that, you know, is that life begins. He says that we have a right because we're human beings. At the moment of conception, you can call it what you want to call it. But, but it doesn't take away, at least from my perspective, that is a human being. It is not just some ball of flesh and,
right.
and meaningless matter. Because when you realize, and this is what women are realizing now, Shane, is that we're starting to have enough empirical evidence after murdering over 56 million babies, 98.5% roughly, and I think that's a pretty good estimate, have been murdered because of convenience, because it was the wrong sex,
oh,
wrong guy, all this other stuff, and that exception that really opened the door to Roe v. Wade, which is in the case of the mother's life being threatened or incest, that only represents about 1.5% of the abortions today. So out of convenience, we have committed, we have participated in genocide, we have annihilated an entire labor force generation in this country, and you get Bernie and everybody else still saying that crazy narrative that it's the woman's body. Well, you know, as men who care about their women, that do not want women to this day who have elected to go along because society says, hey, we're going to give it the good housekeeping seal of approval and say it's okay, when they know in their hearts morally that it's a challenge for them. And now, years later, they still grieve. Women, I'm talking
yeah.
about,
yep.
they're grieving with their decision,
And I cannot tell you, without exception, every woman I've spoken to about this will tell me how old their child would have been. So what does that say, Shane, about the impact that abortion has? It's not about just some little mass of flesh that we've extricated like it's some sort of bad cancer. No, it's their very life that they're cutting out of their bodies. Yep. And then when we see what Planned Parenthood has done in selling baby parts, which, you know, which is disgusting in and of itself, because now, you know, who does the government go after? They go after the people that
who
shot
the
video.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh, let's give them a bad time because we expose somebody for breaking the law. And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood, you know, gets a free pass. All under the guise that supposedly that they do all these great additional services. Yeah, I mean, you know, people are fooling themselves in thinking that Planned Parenthood does not exist for abortion. They give you the fluff and say, oh, we're helping women with these other services. Well, there are local community groups that do that very well. Thank you very much. Let's give them the money. Let's not give somebody who is an abortion factory the money that, you know, though they say, well, there's no way that happens or that money comes in. Come on, you know the money crosses over. It supports their abortion factories, what we the people are paying to Planned Parenthood. We are complicit in this. But we want to lie to ourselves and buy into the narrative of the Democrats who clearly have in their platform that they are the party of death. And all under the guise of, oh, we don't want to tell women, you know, what to do. But, you know, I don't want to tell women what to do. But if you're going over the cliff, don't you want me to say, hey, hello, cliff ahead, you're going off the deep end? What kind of responsible male figure, somebody who protects their women who have been, we've been raised to honor our wives, to honor the women of our society, and they're telling us, hey, shut up, don't participate. So now you're going to grieve supposedly by yourself. But the guys who are the fathers, they're grieving, and I think there's yet to be heard a humongous cry from the male figures that have been involved in these abortions. That's my humble opinion, I'm telling you. 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you. But I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you. So the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards. Even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wasteoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
The voice of reason breaking through the darkness here and all the confusion, ladies and gentlemen. 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're live now coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to noon. And we appreciate you joining the effort to, get this country back on track. I've maintained all along, given the opportunity. I mean, there's a lot to be said about our First Amendment right. But with that First Amendment comes responsibility. And that is that we talk in earnestness with reason to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. And I think that's part of the danger that America finds itself in right now is that, some of our previous guests, Herb London had spoken earlier, even in the second hour, our conversation with Douglas Michael McKinnon was, the rewrite of history. This is the dangerous part. That concerns me is that we're rewriting history, to what? To what cause? We're going to pass this on to the next generations, and we're perpetrating a lie, and with it comes misunderstanding, and we miss the point. I mean, we are on a trajectory here, and we would hope that it would be one that would be consistent with our founding fathers and the foundation of our Constitution, don't you say, Shay?
Yeah, that would be definitely what you would expect that people would want. Somehow we're being led astray because you're not exactly seeing just that,
Well, I've often maintained, and this was something that was revealed to me years ago, and that is I found that in the absence of fact, theory and opinion rules. And so much of our government today has been operated on theory. We've given broad birth to the theoretical, and we've ignored history at our own expense. But, so many of America's today, what's being taught in terms of the history classes in our educational institutions, whether it's in college and high school. I mean, you hear some of these kids, Jesse Waters and other men on the street, ask these people historical questions, and you go, my goodness, I'm sure glad I'm not the parent that just paid, you know, $250,000 for this kind of knuckle-headed, you know, education.
Yeah, you know, I have three kids in public school right now, and I ask on a daily basis, you know, I'll pose little questions to them about certain things that I feel they should know. And when they don't know about it, I just think to myself, what exactly are you learning there? You know, I mean, just simple things that you would expect that kids would learn at public school about American history and just life in general. But it just never ceases to amaze me, the lack of knowledge that they're actually giving these kids, you know?
Well, and on side of that is that the hypocrisy. I mean, they will say, well, there's separation of church and state and sort of thing,
right.
But yet they're bending over backwards, turning themselves into this pretzel logic, you know, consequence to teach our kids about the Muslim faith.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know, and then there was this one school in New York that was having the kids pledge allegiance to the international flag flags and all kinds of, or come on, are you kidding me? I mean, this is how bizarre this has gotten. And they do this with a straight face with public money. This is the kind of indoctrination that's happening. But look, if you're not going to be involved, you know, with your kids and understanding what is being taught, let me tell you, it is very dangerous what's seeping out.
Yep. Well, get this, Bill. Like I said, I have three kids in public schools right now, one of them in high school. And I kid you not, they don't have shop class. They don't have many of the music classes or a home ec class or anything like that.
The electives that we grew up with.
Right, that we grew up with. However, they do have hip-hop dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or no, actually, I'm sorry. It's hip-hop culture where they learn hip-hop dance, but also about the hip-hop culture. So,
well, that's just so that they can understand the, all the swear words and the debasement of humanity that is being expressed in that culture.
Right.
And somehow we're supposed to embrace that, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just, wow, you know?
I mean, when does somebody's voice come out and go, you know, that's a bunch of junk? You know, like I've been saying, you know, my grandmother, and I tell you, and some people chuckle about this, but, you know, she was, you know, vigilant about what was being said in the household. And she would look at you. She'd give you that eye like, you know, you're an idiot. And if you didn't get the idea of the eye, you know, the grandma eye looking at you, telling you that you're an idiot, then something was going to be coming at you. And, you know, fortunately, the first shot over the bow of your ding-dong boat was a chancla, or a house slipper. And, you know, and like I said before, you know, God forbid that she was rolling tortillas, because if she was rolling tortillas, I mean, you know.
The rolling pin was in her hand.
Yeah, and that thing's serious, and you don't want to get hit by that deal. But, you know, sometimes, you know, in lieu of the voice of reason, you need a little rolling pin diplomacy here.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that, you know, there, like I said, there is no shop class. There is no home ec. Those are the things that kids need to learn at that point. They don't need to be learning, you know, hip-hop culture and pop culture and all this sort of thing. You know, you need to learn things at that point that you can apply to your life. And
how about a values culture?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's fine. Let's talk about hip-hop. Let's talk about hip-hop in regard to the values. And if you were going to create an America today, what would you do it? How would you do it? What would it be based on? You know, the founding fathers had to discover this, you know, over 200 years ago when they looked at a blank sheet of paper and said, okay, what kind of country we want? We know we don't want what we left. Let's be students here and take a look at all the empirical evidence of all these different nations. And let's not ignore the Bible. Let's look at you know the children of Israel who were led by God, who gave us the best example of government and leadership ever. You know, let's consider that. What do you think? Do you think that might be a smart move?
Yeah, that sure would be a smart move. Don't you wish that that sort of thing would actually come up in real life? You know, how do we get there? How do we get to that point? How do we take that back?
Well, we turned our backs on God. I mean, it's truth be known. I mean, a lot of people want to come back, oh, it was about 50 years ago when we took the Ten Commandments out of school. Actually, you know, progressives move progressively. An inch at a time, they keep moving forward. That's the nature. And progressives are one that want to say there's no God. Because if there's no God, I can do as I damn well please. Oh, there's no accountability.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, when Darwin came about in the middle 19th century with the species of man and his theory, of survival of the fittest and that, it took God out of the equation. And it gave place to those atheists and those leaders that wanted to believe that they were in charge, not God. Somehow, they wanted to elevate themselves. And they have done that. And really, when you think about it, in short order, I mean, this just goes to show you how vulnerable we are as a race. I mean, not only in America, but around the world, to turn our backs on God. And we turned our backs on God. And by the time of the turn of the 20th century, guess who took over the public education system? It was the Darwinists. It was all these atheists that took over because they didn't want God in there. But meanwhile, you had all these great institutions, whether it was Harvard or Yale and that sort of thing. When you look at their emblems and you see the imprint of God and influence in the founding of these institutions, but yet here we are, 100 and some years later, and we want to deny it and say they had nothing to do with it. And just like time and again, when you look at how this country was blessed, how we've blessed Israel. When we bless Israel, we're blessed. And they want to forget about all that. But yet, there's two authors in particular, Bill Koenig and John McTiernan, who have written books that deal with this specific topic. When America blesses Israel, how America is blessed. And when we violate God's foreign policy for Israel, and we butt in and try to get them to and force them to exchange land for peace, all of a sudden, we're hit with a natural disaster. There's like over 70 examples, Shane, where this has happened. This isn't coinky-dinky, but some people right. want to believe it's coinky-dinky because they think that God no longer cares about us and is not involved in our daily lives. I say you believe that to your own peril. And look at what's happening with America today, how we are unraveling.
Right.
The very building blocks of our humanity, our family units, marriages, children, abortion, all this stuff is all an outgrowth and a result of this free, stinking thinking mindedness that wants to say there is no God and I can do as I damn well please. Well, you're doing as you damn well please. Yep. How do you like me now?
There you go. And what, Bill, real quick before we go here, what do you think about Kerry going over? Speaking of Israel, Kerry going over to try to smooth things out there after the little gaffe with the White House?
Very, very humbly, Kerry doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Barack Obama does not know what he's talking about. They are on hallowed ground, and they don't even understand, the hallowed ground that they're on. They're totally incompetent. They're doing more damage than good. And heaven help us. That's all I have to say about that. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of the team and being with us through this show. And thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on this SDG Radio Network. This is Bill Martinez. Adios.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.